All right, Justin Brayton, Houston won a good race for you. I think you ran up front early on and then settled into your pace, I think, and it was pretty good. But first of all, your super fan, Wygant, he was on a roller coaster of emotions because you didn't get out early in practice, and he was wondering how you were feeling. And so he was worried about that. But then you ran up front in the main, so everything was okay.
Yeah, you know, the older you get, the more you know that you've got to kind of save some of that mojo for late.
Okay.
And no, honestly, my least favorite time of day now is time qualifying. Like,
yep.
You have to throw down an exact perfect lap. I mean, and it's like you have to take tons of risks. I'm like,
yeah.
It's just not that much fun for me anymore. So,
right.
Yeah, but yeah, starts were good. He was main. They were solid. And
you got Tomac back in the heat. He's freaking out about when you got Tomac in the heat, and Eli got you back.
I got AC in the heat.
Oh, AC. Sorry. Yeah. He was very excited about that. But early on, hey, you got a good start. And, I mean, obviously, like, that pace, you know, you at times, like you said, you're going to have to send it to stay up there.
Yeah.
So I felt like a little bit like you were like, hey, this is where I belong. I'm now going to do 20 minutes, no problem on this.
Yeah, and a lot of it, too, like, I kept thinking about that quad after the finish.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, I know Barsha's doing it, and I know Kenny's doing it. And that's, like, Kenny was behind me, Barsha was in front of me. So I'm like, okay, you've got to do it. Like, this is your chance. You have to do it. And I didn't pull the trigger, and I feel like I would give up like 2 or 3 tenths there, like just even thinking about it, you know, because then the double would be super slow. And so the pace was really fast. And about halfway through, I kind of lost some touch, especially with AC and Marv around halfway for like 4 laps. I wasn't that good. And then I kind of gathered it back up, and then went kind of with Mookie, and at one point we're kind of pulling in AC and Marv, and then we just kind of yo-yoing all around. But
and AP caught you, and you showed some veteran racecraft.
Yeah, well, during that midpoint where I wasn't that good, he caught me, and I think Anderson maybe was with him too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm like, okay, gather it back up, do a few good laps, like just focus on your, you know how it is, like it's not my first time doing it, so I'm like, all right. Hit this rhythm good. Hit this turn good. And then the whole track started to link together, and then I pulled away from those guys. So that was good.
Soft and ruddy dirt, huh?
I know. Crazy for Houston, but
I agree.
It's weird. In 2018, it was pretty soft. And then 2019 was really hard packed. And typically it's hard packed here.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty crazy. Yeah. I like it though, because I mean, by this time or by the third race, it's probably going to be really hard packed, but it's nice to start out this way, you know. Maybe they can keep some moisture in it and be good again for Tuesday.
Did you feel like the track was challenging enough for round one? I felt like it was like when you combine the ruts with a few of those rhythms, like the quad and stuff, like that's a little unique for round one.
For sure, yeah. And there was definitely stuff you could go big on. I mean, like those guys busting that quad out after the finish.
Yep.
I actually liked that rhythm lane that you could go 3-4-2 in, because there was 3 different ways that were actually fairly close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what did your shadow stuff see you tell you which way is fastest? Cause we couldn't figure it out.
I think the 3-4-2, if you got it really good and you were able to go in the middle of the turn,
yep,
that was the fastest, but going in the middle of the turn, like that was tough to get it from there because it got so ruddy.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it the whole main. I missed it maybe once or twice. Mm-hmm. But if you went tight in the turn and went 2-3 on and then 3 off, that was actually really fast as well.
So there's nothing like racing. What do you feel about your bike, your bike setup and all that? Are you happy with it? What do you want to do?
I said to the guys, like, I actually for once have a pretty good main event bike, if that makes sense. Like it's pretty soft. Yeah, I jumped the whoops the whole main event. That's the first time in my career. This is my 12th season. First time in my career where from lap one, I jumped the whoops.
Yeah.
I feel like the bike is really good for the main. I mean, even though they prep it, you know, they prepped a few of the turns, the track gets so bad. It gets so jacked up by halfway that, a stiff bike that doesn't turn that good, it just, it's never good. It just beats you up. So.
Yeah.
I've had that on my mind this whole off season. Like, okay, let's go to a little soft at the test track and then, you know, it'll be good in the main.
Yeah. You'll be all right for that. So yeah, you're happy. Round one. Good start for you. You're stoked.
Yeah. I think it's good. The biggest thing is 2 good starts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, like, that's all I care about. If I can get good starts, yeah. I mean, yeah, cause if you start 14th, yeah, I'm not coming to sixth.
Yeah.
You know,
or, yep.
So yeah, I think if I can continue to get good starts, yeah, I totally think I can get, you know, some podiums and get a couple of heat race wins or something like that, you know, and have a good,
sure,
turn together a good season.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the time, JB.
You might not think it, Steve, but me and Weed, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our plan.
I'm already, it's round one. I'm already sick of the guy. He's pointing things out. He's yelling about you. He's worried about you. It's a very emotional.
No need to worry.
He did the live show with a 10 cycles toque on. You know?
No, did you really?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's
nice.
Just, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Nice. Sponsored athlete.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's absolutely silly. So, yeah. All right, JB. Thanks for the time. I'll talk to you.
Yep, sounds good.
See you. Bye.